Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about UAA Department of Theater and Dance's hilarious musical comedy, Spamalot.
And to talk about it, we have Paige Langett and Scotty Heverly. And welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And so who would like to begin talking about this? What funny, wonderful play we all know but don't know.
Oh, am I it?
Yep, I think that's you.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's your cue.
All right. We'll give you the easy way out. Well, Monty Python's Spamalot is a musical lovingly ripped off from the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail. It is quite the humorous little tale of King Arthur looking for his knights of the Round Table. The men that he meets along the way, the men that he mistakes for women along the way to turn them into knights as well, and just his quest, which ends up, of course, being to find the Holy Grail.
And Paige, what part do you play in the play?
I am the Lady of the Lake.
A pretty big role, I imagine.
Yes. It was actually a role that was written in for the musical specifically for those who have seen the movie. They're aware that there really isn't any sort of vision of the Lady of the Lake. She's mentioned, but that's about it. So I end up being kind of the vocal inspiration for Arthur to find his grail.
And Scotty, you play Prince Herbert, and in true Monty Python fashion, you play about 1,000 other characters. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Tell us about your role in the play.
I dance a lot. And I sing a lot, and it's a lot of fun. I also play the named character, the historian, which is it's the historian in the film. So they've done a great job of translating that into the musical, which is great. And then Prince Herbert, who's up in the tower and longing for someone to come and rescue him, and with long locks and, you know, all of that, shooting arrows out of windows without looking, and it's great. It's a lot of fun.
It's a very, very funny play. I never actually saw the movie, but I used to listen to it on the radio, and I'm sure it must be a laugh and a half a minute.
It must be, and of course, this comes from the 1975 film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, performed by those wonderful Monty Python folks. It's hard to call them necessarily actors, although they were incredibly creative. But it must be difficult, or maybe it's not. How is it to perform these parts, knowing the roles as performed by the Monty Python troupe? Do you try to imitate what they were doing? Do you go on your own, or how do you do that?
I think it's kind of a combination of everything. I think that there's elements that people are going to expect. Since the movie is such a classic, I think that there are elements of these characters that people are going to expect, but I think that this show also brings something new to the table. I think all of the actors have done a great job of adding their own flavor and adding their own twist to their characters. And it's just a laugh riot. Like, we crack each other up on stage, you know, like, obviously you can't do that during performance, but it's a ton of fun, and we just hope everyone will come out and see it.
Well, I know that people who've seen this film often just spontaneously break out in imitations of the characters and the lines. So it's not like you're trying to stay true to the characters. Paige, this is also a musical, which is somewhat different from the original film. Talk a little bit about the music of the show.
There are several, for folks who have actually seen the movie, there are several numbers or any variations of the Monty Pythons. You've got Bright Side of Life, which comes from Life of Brian. Knights of the Round Table, which is right there in Monty Python and the Holy Grail movie. But a lot of the music they created specifically for the show. For instance, song that goes like this, a kind of spoof of a takeoff of Andrew Lloyd Webber and how just elaborate his productions are. Eric Idle, I was watching an interview on YouTube of Eric Idle talking about how him and John, I'm completely... John Duprez, were sitting and just thinking and brainstorming songs. And he had Eric Idle had this idea of oh, why don't we make it a spoof of this one number, be a spoof of Andrew Lloyd Webber? And it just was chandeliers coming down and coming out in a boat and very Phantom of the Opera.
Arms holding candles.
Yes, very random. But the music is always is very upbeat, very campy. It's that true Monty Python fashion. Sometimes the songs have nothing to do with anything, but they're just ridiculous and over the top, and it's fantastic to be in that type of performance.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Paige Langett and Scotty Heverly, talking about UAA's production of Spamalot, which is coming up next weekend.
And you mentioned a moment ago the spoofs that this play takes on about everything, including Andrew Lloyd Webber with mm-hmm. all of that. That must mean you have a lot of technical aspects involved in this show. Can you talk a little bit about the set and some of the technical challenges and successes that the scene designer and technical crew have, and costume designer as well, have are working on?
It's a huge show to tackle. We have our new costume designer and set designer this season, Dan Carlgren as the set designer, and Colleen Metzger as the costume designer. And, you know, they're working to the bone, you know, all hours of the night trying to get this done, and like a million costumes, you know, because the characters really change in and out of like being a monk to being a dead body to being a knight to being something else, you know. So it's really like battling like the mass of costumes and their changes and really integrating that into the show for the costume aspect. And then as for the set, we're using some more new technology this season with projections, and we're also integrating some really beautiful elements. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say.
I know.
I know. There's so much that's new and exciting this season with the set and with just the design of everything. And I don't know how much more I can say about that. They're very secretive these days. They're very secretive.
Well, you know, it's funny. When Dr. David Edgecombe was on our show earlier talking about mm-hmm. your season, he mentioned that there were some surprises coming up with the show. So we couldn't get you to tell us what's going on. We'll have to come see the show to find out what all the surprises are.
Definitely.
I've always wondered about backstage costume changing in a hurry. Mm-hmm. How the heck do you do that so fast?
I actually work at the university's costume shop as a costume shop assistant. And so Colleen, basically what she has to do is she has to map out where the actors are exiting and entering from, and then from there she has to come up with a list, and we have to have crew backstage that is just ready with costumes to change actors in and out, because it's just so quick that the actors have no time to change themselves. So, and they're changing wigs, they're changing hats, they're changing leggings and layering mm-hmm. costumes. And
so somebody, when you come off stage, somebody's standing there with a shirt for you to put on and a wig, and somebody else with a wig.
I've often heard that costumers telling actors, when you come off stage, stand there, hold your arms out, and don't say anything.
Yes.
We will dress you.
It may not look like it on stage, but it's utter chaos backstage. So.
Well, but it can't be total chaos.
There's some sort of organization to it.
And Paige, one of the costumes, or maybe the primary costume you wear, I've seen a photograph of it, is quite striking. And I don't suppose this is going to be giving away anything about the show. You can see photographs of it on your webpage. But talk a little bit about that costume, because it's extremely elaborate and beautiful and just a startling a visual impact. So go ahead and talk about that costume.
Oh, definitely. It actually, I was amazed by what ideas Colleen had for all of the Lady of the Lake's costumes, but primarily her first opening costume is this fabric that just shimmers like water. It has the same color characteristics of the blues and the greens, and the location that we're supposed to be at in that part of the show is the Mud Village. So you're thinking a lot of dark browns, and it's just dirty. And then here is this beautiful, this elegant gown that I'm wearing that's just very regal. There is a beautiful train that it takes on the appearance of water. And actually, we have what are called the Laker Girls, who are the backup dancers, if you will. And they move the fabric, and it just looks like water flowing. It's just, it's gorgeous. I had to have somebody video it so I could see it, because everybody's reaction was just, and then I had to see it for myself, and it's gorgeous. That's all I can say about that.
I think I was one of the...
So we'll hear a collective gasp from the audience.
Yes.
Come on stage.
Yes.
Tom Skor is the director of the show, correct?
Correct.
And who's doing the music for the show?
Lynette Harpel is doing the music, and Kristen Viertaler is the choreographer.
So you're dancing, too?
Yes. Yes, lots of dancing. And Valerie Thurston is the tap choreographer as well.
And the set is a castle and other places mm-hmm. around the English mm-hmm. countryside. So.
Yep.
That you can't tell us about.
No, not too much.
Not too much.
It's very secretive.
So I guess we'll all have to come see the show to find out the secrets about the new technology at UAA, one of the finest theaters in the city, if not the state, I would have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and what they can do more there than any other stage in town. Mm-hmm. So in a play like this, they must go crazy. Unfortunately, we're about running out of time here, and so I want to thank you for coming.
Well, thank you.
Paige Langett and Scotty Heverly, and thanks for coming and talking to us about UAA's production of Spamalot, which opens next weekend.
Yes.
Thanks for being on
the
stage.
UAA main stage.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. Remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. At Cyrano's, Bruckner's Last Finale, a new play by Dick Reichman, runs through December 2nd. I recommend this beautiful play. It's fascinating. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. And by the way, a scene from this play will be shown tomorrow night when the Anchorage Symphony presents Bruckner's Seventh Symphony.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged at 7 p.m. on November 15th, 16th, and on the 17th at 7:30 or Sunday, November the 18th at 3. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts will be auditioning this weekend, November 10th and 11th, for Clue, the musical. For information, contact 841-6565.
This weekend, November 9th and 10th, at Chilkoot Charlie's, you can see Pulse Goes to the Circus, a burlesque show fundraiser. Doors open at 8, program starts at 9. Reservations are necessary. They are available at La Bodega Store or at brownpapertickets.com.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering a class in techniques for vocal actors on Saturdays from 1:30 to 3:30. Note, this is a new time, 1:30 to 3:30. The class runs from tomorrow to December 15th, except for Thanksgiving weekend. To register, email Kate at actfamily@gci.net or call 344-4713.
And finally, UAA Theater's presentation of Spamalot, the hilarious musical comedy based on Monty Python's In Search of the Holy Grail, opens next Friday, the 16th, and runs through December the 8th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849. And for their opening weekend, they have a special if you bring a canned food item. You can bring Spam or whatever. You can get a discount. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.